Welcome to Shout, Black Gospel Music Moments. I'm Robert Darden. In the 1950s through the mid-60s, Edna Galman Cook all but ruled Washington, D.C. This multi-talented gospel singer was justly known as the sweetheart of the Potomac, and her appearance at your church could guarantee a full house. She was managed by her husband, Barney Parks of the Dixie Hummingbirds, and the two of them were an unbeatable combination. Cook was also the daughter of a Baptist preacher, and many of her most famous releases feature sermonettes or stories, much like Dorothy Love Coates or Shirley Caesar. But she also had a lovely mezzo-soprano voice and could really hit the high notes if the Spirit moved her. Cook was also a widely published songwriter, with hits like Stop Gambler and Heavy Load, and was one of the most popular artists on the Nashboro label. Today, she probably would be considered among the upper echelon of gospel artists if she hadn't died so young in 1967, just in her late 40s, and coming off yet another hit album. Among Cook's many memorable releases is this simple sermonette, Seven Steps to Hell, a spoken word retelling of the seven deadly sins, told in her crystal clear, always musical voice.
As we walk life's highway, remember, we shall not pass this way again. Be careful. Don't take the seven steps to hell.
I'm Robert Darden. Shout, Black Gospel Music Moments is produced by KWBU. The Black Gospel Music Restoration Project at Baylor University Libraries and is funded by generous support from the Pritchard Foundation. Romans 10.